One of the first tasks that needs to be addressed when testing is the simple question of how many samples do I need to take? One sample every 20 miles is probably not enough, but 20 samples every mile may be too many. Fortunately, the material specifications will list the number of lots and sublots you need to test. First, determine how much material you expect to be placed. Divide this amount by the number of lots or sublots you found in the material specifications. This number is now used to calculate the correct number of random positions. You now need two numbers to get a sample: the distance from the start of the sublot and the distance from the right or left of that point. Randomly select a starting point on PTM 1, Table 1. You will see both an X number and a Y number. Once you have your starting point, use the next numbers on the chart for your next testing locations. Multiply the lot sublot quantity by the selected number from the X column in Table 1. Then, multiply the width by the number in the Y column, then note whether it is right or left. Starting at the beginning, lay out all sample locations. Work in the direction that the material is being placed. On the next slide, we will see how this works in a real example.